This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Chelek Gimel, Perek Chamishi Dalet, and this is in the middle of the Inyonim of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah being Miyuchad and so on. But Omnomi says, Riyosa Shanevim Einel Kimisha Roya Basmaklaya, שבירויים אסנויסים מצטיירים, אך אינם רואים כמישרוי אס חבר לפונוב, ולוי כמישרוי בספקלאי אחס, אל כמישרוי מתך הספקלאי אס רבויס, שנעתק בין הציו מזו לזו. So, it's, the marshal is, somebody's looking through a whole series of glasses. So, what he's seeing is not the direct picture, the way it was sort of understood in those days was that each glass sort of makes the picture and passes on to the next one. So you really what you're seeing is a bunch of reproductions of the picture, each one a little less clear than the other one. So you are seeing the picture, but it's not directly and it's not clear. The So you are seeing something, and you're seeing the where it's going and so on, but you can't actually make it out clearly. It's also not a clear glass, and therefore you can't see it 100% clearly. And therefore, they don't really see it the way it is, but they see it with some aberrations. So they notice it by Hashem, they have a sense of the direction, what they're seeing, which way, and so on and so forth, but what they don't have is a clarity of seeing. Now, you understand that we're not talking about seeing, we're talking about understanding. But a good muscle for it is that we understand it through different mechitzas and so on. I want to explain a minute about that itself, the muscle from seeing to where it really is. And I want to explain a little bit where this comes from, this lack of clarity and so on. Imagine that we're talking about understanding. Everything that we're talking about in the view of seeing, it's what's called with the Eina Seichel. It's the seeing of the Seichel. So imagine that I'm trying to explain something about a certain country, or better yet, I'm trying to explain about Yiddishkeit to somebody who grew up in India. He's a Hindu, and he has no hasaga and tfisa, never seen a Jew before. And he meets a Jew and he wants to understand Judaism. So I'm going to have to explain it to him in terms of musagim that he understands. So if, let's say, he's familiar with many other religions, I can somewhat give it through the musagim of different religions. Let's say he's only seen Hinduism, only knows about Hinduism, knows about nothing else. So then it's going to be much harder for him to understand it. He doesn't, what do you mean there is a God? There are many gods. Gods are all over. You yourself say God is all over, so that means there are many gods. And it's going to be very, very hard for you to translate what you understand into terms that he can understand. Another example. You have people that are more refined in their thinking, and they can understand things that are abstract. There are people who, of course, their whole life has just been with things. They're farmers. There's chickens, there's cows, there's meat, there's milk, there's grass, and that's it. So if I'm trying to explain something to him, it's going to be very hard because I have to translate it through his musagim. The lower down a person is in his madrigas, the more his mind is physical, course, and that's what it is. So anything I explain to him is going to have to come through the images and the ideas that he's familiar with, which unfortunately is very, very far away from any shaykhs to any thing spiritual. And therefore, it's the picture that he understands. I can explain it to him, but the picture he gets is very, very distorted, because he doesn't have... Even the Mishalim he has are far, far from it. So my son told me, sometimes it's the other way around. My son was learned in Philadelphia Yeshiva, and one of his Rebbeim was a Yid, Reb Leib Tal, Meir Vesrim. He's a Yid who's tremendous genius, tremendous memory, and Kulei Torah, called Kulei Torah. He was once speaking to Bacham and was saying, you know, what does a person have from Gashmis? Okay, so imagine you drank the milk and you ate the apple, and now what? So like my son said, like his Mishalim about Gashmis, kind of fell short of what most Bacham imagined would be, because in his world, that's about as far as it got. You know, the furthest over to the Gashmis was an apple and milk. To us, it's almost Ruchnius. You know, it's as far as we can go. But for that person, that's what it is. And therefore, the person can't see more. That's his tfisa. And that's why a person who's the more physical a person is, the less clarity he could possibly have in the voice. So Nevi'im are all in very high madrega, and we're talking about very high daragas of change, but this is one of them. This concept of the glass being dirty and not quite clear, that's the gam b'chol zeh yesh madregas rabbis and the different dargis in how clear and so on. But Lemaisa, he is toifis something clear. If he's a Navi, then whatever the herd is emes to it. So, but he does understand what is being given over, and whatever Yediyah and Chacham is giving over is understood. But Omnam, Kimoyshe is Vada covered Elov who, I they call it a Tzir Ela, Kain Hayediyas Amigesloi Emadi Chidos Mishalom, Ubederach Achaloyim Shem Tzoyes Hayora Nevu Magas Was Chalamalo. So also the information is copied over and it's lacking in a certain quality, but the etzim ideas themselves are emes and purims. That's why a Navi, no matter what madrega is in, if he's certified a Navi al-Pidin and he comes and he says Kriyama Hashem, so on and so forth, we have to listen to him and it's all emes. Ach. So this is every Navi. Nivu'osa sh'moshe Rabbeinu, Allah Shalom, he b'derech yoyse el yimikolze. Moshe Rabbeinu's nivu'ah has many, is qualitatively much, much better. In what ways? V'hu, l'rishayna, sh'etzoch lotzeis mi'chushav agashayis of l'akbaim klau. He didn't have to lose his chushim and go and be in a state that was completely different than his normal state. Now, the nafgemina for this is that when he translates it, so if this is what I understand normally, so when I go and say over what I saw and I heard, there's not going to be a big gap because the state of mind I was in when I saw or heard it and the state of mind that I'm in now are similar or the same. Mashain Kane. If I was in a different world, not my natural self, when I had this vision, so I'm not sure, and in normal circumstances, you know, what is it? Did I really see it or not? What exactly did I see? V'zeh shneva boi pel pel dava boi. V'hoya mizgalo yu inyek mishroi metoich say azovad v'azon tzoch sachas. And what he saw is like something that came through one light, through one window, and a clear one. And the understandings were clear to him. They're not through different metaphors and riddles. For Ulam, Gam Loya covered Miss Galik from Meshav Shekabel, or Kamisha Duke Mitzayat Hamare. Lemaise, even he only got as much Gilu as he could possibly have. Kizulas, he Efshal Shasek as Boyroy, Alahoya Beder Shalafor Satsia, who a Messigo Kulobar, Mishroyus for Klaim Tsachas, Meir Shengri Yosei. So even he is a person, and Loyer Ani Adam Vachoy. A person cannot deher HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'emes when he's living. We're not talking about seeing. We're talking about dehering. We're talking about getting a tefis in it. But he was the best possible. This milo of the tzir that he saw was he was able to get from that tzir incredible havanis and tfisas that he didn't get without it. So his tzir and everything understood was much more clear than other neviim, and since it was a b'china that for us is called clear, absolutely clear, then everything that he saw or heard was without mishalem. That's why Torah is something that is has no Torah, meaning chumash, has no mishalem whatsoever, and it's one of the reasons why you can't say that the psukim have that the psukim in the Torah would not be mashal. When it says that a person shouldn't eat machalas asuris, you can't mefarish it. That means eating without table manners. You have to be mefarish it kipshutay. There's no two ways about it, except obviously we're talking about petals, we're not to. So the clarity of understanding it as such means Nishanim say Rabbi Nasad, Yigor and Rabbi Ezra, you cannot interpret psukim as a mashal except for a few words like mashal arla salev, things that are muchrach. But in general, in the neviim, especially these type of neviyas, it's a mashal for something. It has to be interpreted in some way. In Chumash, things are written out the way they're written out, and they're meant to be taken as they are. Anything Toshua Pes is not like for halacha and so on and so forth. But in terms of our understanding of what was said and so on, everything there is kipshutai. Okay, the oid havel va the oid havel hoy be shayne vino moishe abenu, she shayne vino hoy biyaron the novim chol shah. So Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was nitzchias, his state of nevuah was nitzchias. He himself was always mechubar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'oid, she'shar neviim lo yemasigim al yon pratim, ma'asher odin baruch hu rotze galus lehem. Ach Moshe Rabbeinu al-Sholem, Zocher shegalu kol siri abriya. V'nidna shus lachkas akor l'chapes bakol. Nisir kol mafteichon sol ven odam e'olam. V'zeo mashama akosu b'chol beisi nemuru. V'chei nema ani avi kol tuvi al panecho. So Moshe Rabbeinu's dagger was that he was able to be toiv his entire abriya, and he had everything. He had all the knowledge that shayach in this world. The reason for it, I think, in other words, again, we're trying to understand these are not just separate gifts because in such a high madrega. The klal gadol is whenever you don't see clearly, you always see a piece of the puzzle. Let's take the word seeing out, and let's substitute understanding. So imagine I come into a room with a huge group of people, and different people are acting in different ways. And I want to understand why people are acting this way, this way, this way, this way. So there are understandings, and I can say such and such a people are acting this way, such and such people acting this way, and I'll have the hesber why each group of people is acting in a certain way. Imagine that I have such a deep understanding of human nature that I understand the most basic behaviors of people. And then it becomes more specific under different circumstances. I can convey to you the basic motivations and behaviors of people. So then I'll be able to put everything out of this common root. In other words, once I understand, if I understand deep enough, then every prat will automatically fall into place. If I only understand certain phenomena, so depending on how many people are covered by it, that's how many people understand. But I understand something in a shayrishtik way. So let's take something like halacha, just using it as a mashal. So if I learned a sif in Shulcharach, in Mishabura, I know that halacha. Two, I know two. But if I know the reasoning behind it, the lumdas behind it, then any halacha that comes from it, I'll know. Because of the depth of Moshe Rabbeinu's perception, Moshe Rabbeinu b'meila understood the rest of the Bria. If you teifes the Bria at the very root of it, then everything's automatically. So if I'm teifes the most basic laws of nature, then everything that happens in the world should be understood, because it's a tolda, a tolda, a tolda. So if you only understand at the third level or fourth level, so I don't understand many things. I understand just my tum. But if I understand the shayrish of all of it, then I understand everything. So that's why Chol Beis Neman means he's privy to everything. He knows and understands everything. And the Avikol Tuvi Fanecha means the same thing. I will show him everything. So since Moshe Rabbeinu is such a high darga, his tfisa in everything is at a point where everything fits in. He's able with his head to understand, to encompass everything. Okay, well, hold on here.